Okay. Good morning. Today is Daf Ayin Hey. We are on the last word of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Le'ilu Nishmas, Meir Ben Yehoshua. Okay. So we left off really smack in the middle of a discussion. We had said that there was a brisa that supported the shita of Rav Ami. Rav Ami said that Beis Shammai held that Maimer affects Kiddushin. Maimer, giving money to a Yavama is mamish like a Kiddushin, like Erisin. Minat Torah, the way a brother acquires a woman, acquires his brother's wife, who, when the brother died, is by marrying her, living with her. The Chachamim instituted an idea of Maimer to first introduce the relationship with money. Beis Shammai took that so far, he found Psukim and Drashas, that's Minat Torah. And therefore, it's mamash a real marriage. That was Rav Ami's opinion. We had yesterday Rabbi Elazar ben Kadosh's opinion that Maimer only worked, according to Beis Shammai, to push off another sister. Remember we said yesterday, if there was two sisters that fell to a brother, and you gave one of them Maimer, normally we have a rule of Achot Zikuka, so you can't marry either one because they're sisters of each other, and each one that's a zakuk to you is a zakuka that has a sister that's also zakuk to you. So he said you can't marry either of them. But Rav Pedos said that Beis Shammai held if you give Maimer, that's not a problem. Okay, now we have a brisa that doesn't support that. It supports the standard understanding of Beis Shammai that Maimer works min haTorah. Mai, what's that? Now we turn to Ayin Hei Aben Aleph. Tanya Kavatsi Dervami. Diktani, because it said in that brisa yesterday, Bein Sha'asaba Maimer, Ubein Sha'lo Asaba Maimer. It says in black and white. So Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't make a difference if it's Maimer or not. What do you see? That according to Eliezer, according to Dervami, what do you see? The whole idea of Beis Shammai hinges on Maimer. Inami, alternatively, we have another raya from that brisa from yesterday. Miresha. From the Reisha. Diktani, because it said there, Mishenichnisa Lirishuso, when the Yavama comes into your Rishus, Nigmarolo. It's done. The whole thing is done. What do you mean it's done? The acquisition is complete. Navidlo, Kaddish. But if there's no Kiddushin, Maiva Nigmarolo. What does that mean? It's done. Nothing happened. Brother died. You're waiting to take the what do you mean it's done? You didn't do anything. What do you see? Tifsho mine kishasaba maimer. What do you see from here? Obviously did maimer, and maimer is obviously enough to make them married. Now we said yesterday that another line there that we said, it said, Ukshar Devarim Kane Nadar Velashan Hazeh. So to other things. What does that mean? So to other things. My Ubishar Devarim Kane Nidarim Diktani. What does that mean? Amarava Hachi Kitani. This is what it means. Iatamode says Rabbi Akiva. Wouldn't you admit that She'ein Chayav and Skila Kinaira Hamurasa? Wouldn't you admit that if you have this girl whose husband died and the brother comes over to her and gives her Maimer and then another man off the street has relations with her? Says Rabbi Akiva, would you think that man gets skila for violating a naira hamurasa? Would anyone think that? Of course not. Right? Therefore, Maimer is not so special, not so complete. And Amar of Ashi, Masdisa Nami Deka, our Mishnah even supports that because it said, Ein Yavama Gemur Le'isha, a Yavama does not fulfill everything, Kishem Sha'arusa Gemur Le'isha, like an Arusa does. Yesterday we said that Mishnah was talking about Zika. That's what we said yesterday. That line in the Mishnah meant Zika. That there's no Zika. Like by an Arusa, there is a Zika. It's even more than a Zika. They married. That's what we said yesterday. Now we're saying another thing. Not a machlokas. We're saying another thing. No. That not only, it's true, there's no Zika, and it's expressed in this halacha. If a man marries a woman, not Yivama, a strange woman, Matt goes over to her and gives her kesef kedushin, and someone else lives with her, that man's going to be chayav skila. He lived with a naima hamurasa. But if a man gives his Yavama Maimer and someone else lives with that woman, there isn't going to be skila for that. They're not really married. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Didn't we just say a minute ago that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Maimer affects Kiddushin, Mamish? Why wouldn't he get skila for that? The answer is, that's exactly the point. We said yesterday, even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Beis Shammai takes Maimer so far, doesn't take it so far. Oh, Kesef Kiddushin, it's not true. Whatever it means more than what Beis Hillel holds it means. Beis Hillel holds it's only Darabanan. Beis Shammai has that. It's more special than that. It's more important than that. It's more Daraisa than that. Is it Mamish like Kesef Kiddushin? No, it's not. It's not. How do you know? Because you're not going to get skila if you live with her. So whatever it is, however far he takes that, it's not the same exact thing as Kiddushin. It's just not. Okay. Next. Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Ha'omer le'ishto. If someone says to his wife, Kol ha'nedarim she'taduri mikan ad she'ovo mimakom ploni. Any nedarim that you make, right? Not from hayom, not from today, but mikan ad she'ovo mimakom ploni. From when I leave till I get back. I'm going on the trip. So when I leave until I get back, any nedarim that you make, harehein kayamin. I'm going to be mekayim them. I'm going to be mekayim them. What's the halacha? Lo amar klom. That's nothing. Why is that nothing? Because I didn't hear anything. They don't exist yet. Right? And Naran just points out that the reason why it says that mikan and not hayom is because it's not leaving yet. It's not leaving yet. It's leaving in another week. But he doesn't want to forget to say this. So he says, this rule that I'm making now is going to kick in when I leave, and it's going to be over when I get back. So until I leave, for the next week, I'm still here. To any nedarim you make, I'll hear it, and then I'll evaluate it. But once I'm gone, mikan, whenever that is, next week, till I return, any nedarim that you make are going to be kayim. Right now, I'm being mekayim then. That is nothing, nothing, because those nedarim don't exist. What about Hare Hain Mufarin? What if the husband says, any nedarim you make when I'm gone are void right now? Making them void. We said a second ago that he can't be Mekayin them. Can he void them? That's a Mechalkas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mufar. They're all void. He could say, any nedarim you make while I'm gone in the next month are void. Why? He's going to have a kal v'chomer. V'chachamim omrim, ain't a mufar. No, you cannot. You can't do that. Doesn't work. Why? He learned out of a pasuk. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbi Eliezer, what's my reason that you can be made for nedarim in the future? Im hay for nedarim. Shebo l'chlal iser, if the father has the husband. If the husband has a right to annul vows that already exist in the world and already offered something, she said she's never cooking for him, she's making a neder, so she already offered herself to cook for him. He's allowed to be made for that. He has the right and the power to be made for an existing iser. Lo yefer nedarim shelo ba'ol l'chlal iser. So, kal v'chomer, can he for sure annul, get rid of, remove, revoke, a neder that doesn't exist, asr anything in the world yet? It's much easier to asr something, to asr a potential something that doesn't even exist yet. If you can asr when it already exists, I can for sure asr before it even gets off the ground, says Rabbi Eliezer. What? Kal v'chomer like that, right? What's wrong with that kal v'chomer? What's wrong with that kal v'chomer?
Means something fit to be
chal. What? No, that's not even what we're going to say. Rulo, the chacham answer back, I hear, but I have a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Harehu omer. It says in the pasuk, Isha yikemenu, the husband will be mekayim it, the Isha yiferenu, and the husband will be made for it. They're both in the same pasuk, so we have a hekish. Es sheba l'chlal hakim, Balichlal Hafer. Whatever is in the category of Makim is in the category of Hafer. Whatever I can substantiate, I can get rid of. Lo Balichlal Hakim. But if it's I can't be Makim it, Lo Balichlal Hafer. I can't be made for it. Since That kal v'chomer doesn't make any sense to be make him a neder. Since I could be make him a neder when it's been uttered, I could be make him a neder that wasn't uttered yet. That's not a kal v'chomer. You know what that is? It's a chomer kal. There's no such thing. That's not logic. A kal v'chomer is logic. Right? If I can lift 100 pounds, I can for sure lift 50 pounds. That's a kal v'chomer. If I could be made for nedarim that already exist, that are supposedly heavy, right? It's heavy. It's a heavy deal. She just authored her whole world to me. I could be made for that. So can I be made for it when she didn't? Can I be made for it before she even says it? That's a kal v'chomer, right? If I can remove 100 pounds from her life, I could remove 10. But the other way around doesn't work. If I could be making it now, if I can be making it when it's uttered, I can be making it before it's uttered. No, because being making it is not considered a leniency, right? So it doesn't work the other way around. It doesn't work. Says the Chachamim. Since the pasuk says ishi kimei ishi v'yareder, they have to go together. Since they can't have one without the other, the kal v'chomer doesn't apply. Now. I don't know. Because the father, you mean when she's still a katana? Well, so we said that the father, I don't know, because we had a machlokas, if the father could be made for nedarim, beino lebeina. We had a machlokas about that. The relationship between a husband and a wife is different than a father and a daughter. What is the daughter going to do that affects his life? She's not going to cook for him? That's not part of the agreement of being a daughter. That's supposedly the agreement of being a wife, right? She's going to take care of the house, and so it's a different kind of relationship. So it's not so clear. But what if what if the daughter said, "I'm not eating anymore. I'm making another. I'm going to fast the rest of my life." So it's crazy. So the father could certainly be made for that. So could he be made for such another in the future? I don't know. Okay. Now, in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you could do this? You could be made for today what anything she's going to be menader herself in the future. You could do such a thing. Say, Yibay Lahu, Li Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But before we go on, just the Rishonim asked the following question. The Kal V'Chomer, just said a minute ago, doesn't work to permit Hakama. It only works to permit Hafara. Right? That's what we just said. The Kal V'Chomer only works to permit hafara, because otherwise it's not a kal v'chomer. So after Yishayim, wait a minute. You have a kal v'chomer that hafara should work. Right? You have a kal v'chomer that hafara should work. But I have a pasuk. So say it as follows. The kal v'chomer says the husband can be made for nedarim that don't exist right now. And I have a hekish. Whatever isha yikemen of isha yifirenu. So whatever works for hafara works for hakama. So it should work. You hear this? It should work. I have a kal v'chomer. There's something wrong with the kal v'chomer. Amazingly, the chacham don't knock that kal v'chomer. They don't pircha. There's no pircha on it. It's a solid, bona fide kal v'chomer. What's the problem? I have a hekish. That gets into all the rules. What overrides what? Hekish overrides kal v'chomer. I don't know. But they hold it does. So wait a minute, why are you learning the Hekish against the Kal V'Chomer? Learn the Hekish to supplement the Kal V'Chomer. I have a Kal V'Chomer that only that says I could do Hefara in the future. Now I have a Hekish. Not only can I do Hefara, I can even do Hakama. The Hekish. They go together. Hand in hand. That's the point. That's the Kasha. The Hekish should supplement the Kal V'Chomer, not go against it. What? What do you mean? But that's not a kal v'chomer. It's a chomer kal. That's not a kal v'chomer. That's not logic. That goes against logic. That's exactly the question. It's exactly the question. So the answer is, he gives two answers here. The Binyan Yecheskel says that you never have a hekish. What does he say? Since it says isha yikemenu, the isha yiferenu, hakama is first. The pasuk says hakama first. You can't have a hekish going from first to second. You can only have a comma, you only have a hekesh going from Sefer to Reisha. You hear this? That's what he says. So we can't use the Kal V'chomer to permit Hafara and then use a hekesh to allow it to apply to Hakama because Hakama is first. Which means Hakama is Hakama is what rules here, not Hafara. The Kal V'chomer wants Hafara to be primary, but it's not primary in the pasuk. It's written second. It's written second, it can't. That's one answer that the Vinyan Cheskel gives. The Teferis Yerushalayim says that the Hekish, which I don't know if it's going to do a comparison throughout Shas, a Hekish can't go against, it goes against logic in a way. Even though the Kal V'chomer is logic, the Hekish goes against logic. Why? Because if I can't make a neder of something Shalom Bala Olam, how can I make a Hakama on something Shalom Bala Olam? How can I do that? I can do that because I have a Hekish. That goes against logic. That doesn't make any sense. I can't do it for a neder. How can I do it for a Hakama of a neder? I can't ask for something that doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. I can't even make such a neder like that. I'm answering myself on the fruit that's going to be grown in 10 years from now. Can't make such a neder like that. So how can I make a Hakama like that? Can't. So even though I have this whole lump to have a Kal V'chomer plus a Hekesh, it doesn't work. Okay. Says the Gemara. Ibai Lahu. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says you can be made for Nedarim in the future, Li Rabbi Eliezer, Mecha Chaylin Ubatlin, does the neder become the net? So what happened? The husband's leaving town for a while. So anything you say, my dear wife, is going to be nothing. I'm being made for it right now. Does the neder, is the neder chal and then immediately bottle? Right? Mechal chaylin, it's a chal. She says, I am not eating potatoes for the rest of my life. And that neder's nothing. The neder's nothing because he was made for it now. He's made for it last week before he went on the plane. So mechal chaylin, is it chal for a minute? Then ubatlin, and then it becomes bottle. O dilma, or maybe, lo chaylin klal. It's nothing. Doesn't even get off the ground. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is, Kigon, for example, the Atfis Achrina Bahadei Nidra. She's sitting in the living room. He's on a business trip. And she says, you know, I'm not eating potatoes. I'm making a nedra on potatoes the rest of my life. And her friend says, yeah, me too. Me too. If the nedra was chal, and then was immediately batal, the friend now just made a valid nedra. Because the friend said, me too. Whatever you made a neder on, me too. If the words that this woman uttered were mamish nothing, then the friend's neder is also nothing. That's the naskamina. Right? But, iamarta chalin, if you say that the neder is chal, and then an instant later, it becomes batal, have tfisusa. The friend's neder grabbed onto something. What did it grab onto? It grabbed onto the neder that lasted for 1 second. Iamarto lo chaylin, but if the neder is not even chal, meaning it's not even a neder for a second, then lo ika mamasha. There's no mamashas. There's no substance to those words. Therefore, the neighbor did not make a neder. Because the neighbor said, me too.
I understand, but as far as she was concerned, that was like the neder. That was, it was chal. She had no idea that husband was going to make for her or anything. I mean, she.
That could be one of the problems of saying, me too. We're going to have a nazir. Right, walk down the street. If he's a neder, a nazir, I'm also. Me too.
If he's a nazir, that's depending on it.
Right, so maybe we.
And I'm saying I agree with that statement.
So maybe we could say if what you said is a neder, then me too, and if not, not. Maybe we have to say that. Maybe we're asking a good question. So that's the question. What's the halacha? Did it get off the ground even for a second or not? What's the halacha? We're going to try to bring rayas. We're going to bring three rayas. Each one's more wild than the next. And we're going to end off with a question. And tomorrow, Rabbi Rosner will try to figure out that answer. Because it ends on the daf, I don't have to go to the next number. Tashma. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah said that Rabbi Eliezer said a Kal V'chomer. Im hefer nedarim. If you could be made for nedarim, sheba'u l'chlal iser. That are usher, meaning they already exist in the world. Lo, yefer nedarim, shalo ba'o l'chlal iser. Can't you be made for nedarim that don't exist yet? If the neder existed for 1 second, does this kal v'chomer work? Doesn't work. Shma mina, that must be a raya lo chalin. It doesn't work at all. Right? So the Gemara is going to say, no, not true. The answer is not easy. Meek, so the Gemara says, so what do we see? Since he made the Kal v'chomer, if it works for neder, if it works, if I can be made for neder that mamash exists, can I be made for neder that doesn't exist? Which implies it never existed. No, that's not necessarily true. Mikatani, does the Mishnah say she'ain button? It doesn't say that. It says doesn't say she'ain button that didn't exist. It says shelo ba'u, meaning didn't come, meaning katani adayin lo ba'u. It was never even uttered. In other words, if I can be made for a neder that my wife already made, can I be made for a neder that she never even made? That's the kal v'chomer. What if she would have uttered it? It could even be true that it would last for a second and the kal v'chomer would still make sense. How could that be? So the Chazon Ish says, even if we say that you made a neder for a second and then it was chal, it's really the same second. It's not that it existed for 1 second. It's not even that. It didn't even exist for 1 second. It's like a simultaneous existence and hafara. For the purposes of your neighbor just getting her neder to work, it works. The difference between the two are so slight, mamash not even a difference. The only difference that Gemara could think of is the neighbor. It's the only thing you can come up with. It's mamash not even almost not even chal to say not even chal also. It's only chal for the neighbors, for the purposes of the neighbor. So the kal v'chomer is still a kal v'chomer, even if you say that it existed for 1 second. I know you could spend a lot of time really delving into this and figuring this out. Is that really, why should that be true? Because l'maisa, you have to say that on some level, the neder was chal. You can whittle that down from 1 second to a millisecond, it's still a moment in time when it was chal. But that's what the Gemara assumes, even though the neder was made, even if it was made, and even if it existed for 1 second, the kal v'chomer still works. Even if I could be, I could ask her something that she already said. Can I ask her something that didn't exist yet, even though it existed for 1 second? That's a little bit of a hard stretch, but that's what the Gemara says. Next try. Toshma. This is I think it's a Braisa, or maybe it's a Tosefta. Tosefta. Amalehen Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the following kal v'chomer, the following statement. Uma b'makom she'ein mefer nidrei atzmo, mishe nodar. A man is not allowed to be made for his own nadarim. He can't be made for his own nadarim. In order to be made for your own nadarim, you have to go to a chacham or a bezdin. You can't be mafi your own neder. However, mefer nidrei atzmo ad shelo yidar. But you can be made for your nadarim before you said them. On Yom Kippur night, we say Kol Nidre, and what do we say? Any neder we're going to make this year shouldn't apply. Right? But once you've made the neder, you can't undo that by yourself. Right? You can't undo it by yourself. So, Makom Shemei for Nidre Ishto, Misha Tadur. But you can be made for your wife's neder after it's been uttered. Eino Din, Sheyei for Nidre Ishto, Achelo Tadur. So, can't she be made for your wife's neder before it existed? Right? That makes a lot of sense. Now, in order for this whole lumdus to work, my, doesn't it mean, la my lav de ishto dumya delay, that the case of the wife is exactly the case of you. Ma hu de lo chaylin, you, in order for this to work, you could never have made a neder. Once you make a neder, even if it lasts for a second, you have to go to a chacham, you can't undo it yourself. You can only undo yourself nadarim you will make in the future. Not in the dorm you've made already. So too, Ishtonami, Delochailin, so too by your wife, it must be that you're being made for her Nadarim that have never existed in order for this Kal v'chomer to work. In a Chanami, it could be made for your wife's Nadarim even if it exists. But for this parallel, comparing you to your wife, just like by you, the neder can never have existed, so too, in the same idea, the neder that your wife is making was a neder, the neder that you're being made for your wife was a neder that never existed. That's a raya that it, when she makes, when this case, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the neder is made for, the neder doesn't even get off the ground. That's the Gemara's raya. And the Gemara answers, lo, hakad isa v'hakad isa. Who said that when, that the wife and you are the same? Ein achanami. For you to be made for a neder, for yourself, it has to be a neder that never existed. But, right, a future neder you never uttered. But maybe when it comes to the wife, not true. Maybe it could even be a neder that she, it could be that the neder would be chal, and then for a second, and then mefer. Who's to say? So the Ran asks, who's to say? Why not say that? Why not say they're exactly the same? Why are you splitting hairs? Why not say it? No, lo, hakad isa v'hakad isa. Why say that? What's wrong with saying they're exactly the same? So the Ran answers, because when you say on Yom Kippur night, any neder I make this year shouldn't exist. And then what happened? Then, middle of the year, right, middle of Adar, you forgot it, Yom Kippur's a long way away. You forgot all about Yom Kippur, right? And you make a neder. So what's pshat in that neder? Didn't you say on Yom Kippur that any neder I make shouldn't apply? It's a toss. You forgot about that. Right? You forgot about your Kol Nidre night. It's not on your radar anymore. So when you made that neder, so anybody would have reminded you a minute before, by the way, you know, remember what happened? Right, I remember Yom Kippur, right, it's not, you forgot. So therefore, your neder was a toss. That's not how wives work. By the wife, has nothing to do with toth, has to do with, so she only makes nedarim, al das bailim, and he has the power to revoke. It's a whole different thing. So you're comparing apples and oranges. That's why, hakad isa v'hakad isa. Okay, last one. This one is not easy. Okay, Tashma. From left field now, we're going to try to bring a raya from Mamish left field from the dinim of Hilchas Mikvah. The halacha is that if a man or a woman is tameh and they go into the mikvah, they become tahar. Right? Let's say you're tahar in that mikvah. You're in the mikvah, you're tahar. And someone throws into the mikvah a dead sheretz. And while you're in the mikvah, you touch that sheretz. You know what's going to happen to you? You're going to become tameh. I am in the mikvah. It doesn't make a difference. You're touching the sheretz. Right? So, tashma. Amru lo l'Rabbi Eliezer. They said to Rabbi Eliezer. One more minute of introduction. There's also a halacha that let's say you are tahar, and you swallow something that's tamei. The Ran says you swallow a ring. You swallow a ring that's tamei. You then become tamei. You go to the mikvah. Now you're tahar, right? Then that ring comes out of your body. That ring is still tameh. I went to the mikvah. Doesn't make a difference. The ring is still tameh. Okay? Let's say, the reverse case, let's say you swallow a ring, and then you walk into a, the ring was tahar. And before the first case, the ring was tameh. Now the ring's tahar. And you walk into a room with a mace, and you become tameh. That ring is still tahar. Why? Because you can't make tumah in hidden places. Saying all that, we're going to see that the dinim of mikvah parallel the dinim of nedarim regarding things that don't exist yet. How? Here we go. Tashma. Amr lo Rabbi Eliezer. They said to Rabbi Eliezer, Uma mikvah. In the case of a mikvah, Shemayla es ha-tameyin mitumasan. A mikvah takes somebody who's tameh and makes him tahar. However, ein matil es ha-tahorin milatameh. It doesn't save somebody who's already tameh It doesn't save somebody who's already tahar from becoming tameh. Meaning, if you're tahar in the mikvah and you touch a sheret in the mikvah, you're tameh. What do you see? It's easier to become tahar than to prevent someone tahar from becoming tameh. How do you become tahor? Going to mikvah. Does that mikvah save you from becoming tamei? It does not. So again, uma mikvah shemales hatamei mitumasan. It takes a person from tamei to tahor. Go dunk, and now you're tahor. But ein matzla tahor milatamei. It doesn't save a tamei person, a tahor person, from contracting tuma. You can still do that, even though you're in the mikvah. So Adam, now a person, she'ein ma'ilet ha'tamein mitumasan, doesn't take something tamei and purify it. In other words, if you swallow a tamei ring, and then you're tamei yourself, and you go to the mikvah, that ring is still tamei. Why? Because a person can't do that. You don't have the power to take something that you swallow that's tamei and render it tahor. You just don't. Even though you're tahor, when the ring comes out of your body, it's still tamei. Eino din, shouldn't the din be, shelo yatel al ha-tahorin milatamei, shouldn't the din be that it doesn't save, that it shouldn't save something inside you from becoming tamei in the first place? In other words, if you swallow a tahor ring, then you become tamei. That ring is still tahor. But that shouldn't be the case. If the Adam can't purify the ring, it shouldn't be able to prevent the ring from, it shouldn't be able to save the ring. It can't save the ring when it's tamei. So it shouldn't be able to save the ring when it's tahor. Just like a mikvah. A mikvah can't save you. A person shouldn't be able to save the ring. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is, even though a mikvah cannot save you, a person can save the ring. That's not parallel. It's not parallel. What do you see from here? That's the question. What do you see? What you see is as follows. If you could be made for a neder that doesn't exist, right? Shouldn't it be true that you can be made for a neder, if you can be made for a neder that exists, shouldn't I be able to be made for a neder that doesn't exist? That's what we're saying. If I can be made for a neder that exists, shouldn't I be able to be made for a neder that doesn't exist? That's exactly what we're saying. If we plug those rules into the case of the tumah, what are we going to get? So what do we see? That we're comparing hatsala mitumah from hafara before a neder. Just like hatsala can save you as long as the ring was tahar, the person will save that ring. A ring will not become tamei. No matter what happens to the man can walk into any cemetery in the world, that ring is still going to become tahar, still going to remain tahar. So too, I can be made for any neder that my wife makes, even though she didn't make it yet, as long as she never made it. The only way this parallel is going to work is if it's not chal at all. Shma mina lo chaylin. It's obviously a raya that when we said that you could be made for your wife's future nedarim, it must mean it's never chal. Because if it's chal, it wouldn't be parallel to the case of tumah. Even though this is tumah from left field, and you could say it's apples and oranges. Not even apples and oranges. It's apples and chairs. It's not even same, right? It's not even the same species. It's not even the same category. It's totally different. But the principle's still there. Gemara always does that, and that is the kasha. Tomorrow, on a very, very tiny daf of Gemara with a lot of ran, we will get to the answer. Everybody have a very good day, and Rabbi Rosner told me that Amir Tzah Hashem, he will be here tomorrow.